When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Conservative companies fight big tech. The California governor backs down a bit. And a diocese responds to the Knoxville shooting. More than 35 conservative organizations have signed a pledge rejecting money from big tech companies yesterday, including companies such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter. The pledge states that these companies are silencing movements and conservatives. Signatories of the pledge, organized by the Free Speech Alliance and developed by Media Research Center founder L. Brent Bozell III, include the Catholic League President Bill Donahue, Citizens United President David Bossie, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, and more. The pledge alleges that big tech companies, quote, prevented a president from communicating with his voters during an election. In other news, amid a number of legal defeats, including a Supreme Court ruling, embattled Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom is backing off his coronavirus pandemic restrictions on gathering for worship. According to the California State website, quote, in response to recent judicial rulings, effective immediately, location and capacity limits on places of worship are not mandatory, but are strongly recommended. The state is keeping restrictions on singing, chanting, physical distancing, and face masks, however. Thomas More Society attorney Paula Jana told media, quote, our work is far from over. We still need to ensure the state cannot revert to its unconstitutional regime in the future, and we are continuing to challenge other restrictions on churches. Finally, Bishop Richard Sticca of the Diocese of Knoxville demanded, quote, positive solutions to gun violence after a fatal shooting at an area high school on Monday. He wrote in a statement on Monday, quote, once again and regrettably, I am asking for prayers for the victims of another terrible shooting in Knoxville. I have been monitoring today's unfortunate and violent incident and offer my personal prayers for all of the victims, including a law enforcement officer. According to local authorities, one person was killed and another police officer was injured Monday during a shooting at Knoxville's Austin East High School. Knoxville police said that officers had responded to reports of an armed male at the school who was subsequently killed in a shooting when confronted by police. One police officer was injured and is recovering at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Our quote of the day comes from St. Augustine. Pray as though everything depended upon God. Work as though everything depended on you. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was one of the most important of the Greek philosopher apologists in the early Christian church. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Justin. He was born around the year 100 in Palestine. A pagan reared in a Jewish environment, he studied Stoic, Platonic, and other pagan philosophies, and then became a Christian in 132, possibly in Ephesus, near modern-day Sukuk in Turkey. Soon after 135, he began wandering from place to place, proclaiming his newfound Christian philosophy in the hope of converting education pagans to it. He spent a considerable time in Rome. Some years later, after debating with the Cynic Crescens, Justin was denounced to the Roman prefect as subversive and condemned to death with six companions. He died around the year 165 in Rome. Authentic records of his martyrdom by beheading survive. Justin's distinctive contribution to Christian theology is his conception of a divine plan in history, a process of salvation structured by God, wherein the various historical epochs have been integrated into an organic unity directed toward a supernatural end. The Old Testament and Greek philosophy met to form the single stream of Christianity. Slain U.S. Capitol Police officer William Billy Evans was lauded for his dedication to country, love for his job, and for a mischievous sense of humor as Joe Biden and congressional leaders honored him during a memorial service yesterday. Evans is lying in honor at the United States Capitol Rotunda in a special tribute to the fallen officer. He was killed earlier this month in an attack near the Senate side of the Capitol building where he and another officer were manning a barricade. Evans, age 41, and another officer were struck on April 2nd by a car driven by Noah Green, age 25, who came out of the car with a knife and was shot to death by police. Investigators believe Green had been delusional and increasingly having suicidal thoughts. Evans' casket was placed in the Capitol Rotunda for the second such memorial ceremony this year for a force that has edged close to crisis in the wake of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Members of the National Guard lined the street and saluted as the hearse carrying Evans' flag-draped casket entered the Capitol complex. His former colleagues gathered on the Capitol's East Plaza front. His family, including his two children, gathered to watch as his casket was carried up the Capitol steps. Evans' death came just 3 months after a violent mob blew past security barricades and attacked the Capitol, injuring dozens of Capitol police officers. Officer Brian Sicknick died after engaging with the protesters, though officials do not yet know exactly what caused his death. Two men have been arrested and charged with assaulting him with bear spray. Sicknick and Evans are two of only six Capitol police officers who have been killed in the line of duty in the force's nearly 200-year history, according to the department. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.